Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
That's cute.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and salutations from everyone on the other side of seeing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I hope you went. I hope you cried. I was inconsolable.
I don't think anyone would cry more than you cried.
I cried so hard. I had a little mentee bee. Patrick?
Is it a movie that you're supposed to cry in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Especially if you've been like on the journey.
Yes.
Okay.
This was such an incredible film. It was so good.
And this is it. This is it.
It's the end of Guardians of the Galaxy
allegedly.
As we know it.
Okay.
Because James Gunn, the man who wrote and directed all three films, is now the head of DC. So he's not coming back to do anything with that crew anymore. But everyone, please go see this movie.
What is Chris Pratt going to do after this?
Listen, I love Chris Pratt. And y'all can't tell me nothing about Chris Pratt. I love that man. Remember?
Doing push-ups.
Wait, remember?
Getting gas.
Was that a paparazzi thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he proposed to Katherine Schwarzenegger? Were we friends at this point? And I was literally devastated.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't even be around. Like, I went to an event at a pop-up on Melrose Place, and she was there after they had just gotten engaged. And I was like, I have to leave. Like, I couldn't even be in the vicinity of her because I was like, you are marrying my crush. It's like just damaging my soul. By the way, I like was in a happy relationship and still am with Patrick.
Yeah.
So
it's okay.
Patrick's my Peter Quill. I love it.
Oh.
Love it.
Do my teeth look really clean?
Yes, they do. Did you go to Dr. Appa?
I did.
To go.
It's like walking into the Matrix.
Yep.
That scene where it's just the really bright white room. But Charlene, always can rely on her.
Truly a luxury experience to go get a cleaning there.
It's the only teeth cleaning you ever look forward to.
Agreed.
No one likes a teeth cleaning.
No.
And she gave me this prescription toothpaste because she saw, like, I have a little bit of, like, gum recession in the back.
Mm.
And she said it's like, I haven't tried it yet, but she was like, think of this as like applying like a sunscreen for your teeth. You like apply it and you don't like rinse it. You let it like coat your teeth overnight. So it helps like to build back the gums.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Prescription toothpaste.
She said it wasn't bad, but like it'll definitely help because weird shit happens to your teeth when you're pregnant and stuff. So,
yeah. And aging.
And aging. It's so fun. Aging.
Well, they look extremely white.
Thank you.
So.
And then I'm going to go back to get like a proper whitening in August. But she was like, I don't know if you want to do this right now. Like you're going through a lot with like, you know, the baby.
Yeah, you don't need like a ping of pain in the back of your mouth.
Oh my God. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh my God, the pings of pain. Like I need to be mentally prepared for that. But I want white teeth, so.
I need to be stoned the next time.
That too.
Because I forgot how painful it is.
Just take an Uber there. Take an Alto there. Pop in a Kinslip. Get your teeth whitened. And then walk over to Erewhon. Get yourself a $20 smoothie. And you had a great day.
You know
there.
What? That actually is... That sounds delightful, to be honest.
Okay. Kirby, what is the latest drama with Tarte and TikTokers?
I cannot wait to talk to you about this.
I cannot wait to hear about it.
Because I want to hear your opinion specifically on how you feel about Tarte's trip strategy. Okay? So this is a breakdown from Insider. I happened to see Maureen Kelly, who, if you're not familiar, she's the founder of Tarte. She's an icon, and she's been getting a lot of traction on TikTok because she founded the brand that did the insane Dubai trip. So she gets on and she has this video where she's talking about how she's sad because she's seeing this conversation around an upcoming trip that's going to be had with Tarte. I was really trying to follow what was going on, but unfortunately, the person that got online and kind of started this conversation deleted their TikTok account. So I couldn't even find any type of stitch or anything because she deleted the original video. So this is from the Insider account. It says, beauty brand Tarte apologized for a miscommunication after a TikTok influencer claimed she was treated like a, quote, second-tier person on a proposed brand trip. So in a TikTok, Bria Jones said she was dropping out of a Tarte brand trip because of unfair treatment. Tarte apologized for a, quote, miscommunication, but said creators had access to the same opportunities. After Tarte's CEO posted a response, Jones said she deactivated her account because of harassment. Okay, so Bria said that apparently they were invited to a Formula One brand trip with Tarte in Miami. Are you familiar with Formula One?
Yes. Okay. We're big F1 family over here. There's a big race in Miami this weekend.
Yes. So Tarte is planning a trip around this, which, by the way, they were just in Turks and Caicos last week.
Right.
And they also just had a huge brand trip in January.
I don't know how – we know the people on their team. It's like a very small team.
Yes.
To be planning all the logistics of all of these press trips.
Small and mighty. So it says that Bria Jones was slated to leave for Miami on Thursday, May 4th, and return on Saturday, May 6th. A curious schedule, she said, came to notice, given that the Formula One race is scheduled for Sunday. She learned that other influencer friends attending the trip were slated to stay in Miami through Monday, whereas she was the only one departing on Saturday. And this is what she says. I will be damned as a Black creator if I accept anything other than equal treatment on these trips, she said in her video. Jones did receive an invite to Sunday's race, but it was rescinded due to a typo, apparently. Jones acknowledged that her numbers are not like some of these other creators, assuming that that was the reason she was left out of Sunday's affairs, but said being excluded made her feel less than. I would love to go on a Tarte trip, and trust me, I'm so grateful, but I have more integrity than to get all the way to Miami and realize I'm being treated like a second-tier person, like I'm being ranked. And so the video goes viral. Maureen Kelly gets a lot of flack, and so does Tarte. And Tarte says that they apologized to the creator for the miscommunication and then attempted to clarify the varying schedules. According to the company, every creator invited was asked to come for a 3-day duration staggered throughout the week. While the main event of Formula One is on Sunday, there are practice races and qualifying rounds on Friday and Saturday too. And so it says, we apologize for the miscommunication. This is from Tarte. The entire event was 3 days, and to spread the love, we had invited many creators to join us, each for one of the 3 days. All creators had an equal itinerary with 1 day at the race, 1 dinner, and 1 nightclub event, and no one was staying longer than anyone else. The brand said that creators with all different size followings were invited across the 3 days, but that after learning several people preferred a specific day of the race, she said the company worked some magic to get additional tickets for the final day. She added that the company reached out to Bria Jones and her team to try to reconcile and extended her invite to Sunday, though Jones confirmed to Insider she is still not attending. And apparently the brand says, we've already made plans for Bria to come to Tarte's New York headquarters this summer for a fun photo shoot and a night out in the city. Now, Maureen's video basically is like, I didn't watch all of it, but she says something to the effect of, I grew up in a family of 7. My whole thing when I do these trips is that I want as many people there as possible. So we try to figure out how to accommodate that. And that means staggering and having different groups. And I believe for the Turks and Caicos trip, there was also a group 1 and group 2, because Maureen was posting group 2 comes in tonight. And I thought, okay, that's really interesting that there's 2 groups and not just 1 massive trip. Then there are people that were on that Turks and Caicos trip that are going, hey, listen, this one girl, I can't remember her name. She's hilarious. But she was like, listen, if I had management, they would probably tell me not to post this, but whatever, here we go. I have less followers than a majority of the people that were on this Turks and Caicos trip. And I had the worst room. My bathroom and shower did not work for 2 days. I didn't make a big deal of it, but I let the brand know. You know, 2 days later, they finally come and fix it. But I definitely had the worst room. And of course, they're going to give the bigger rooms to people that have bigger followings. So they'll make content about it and, you know, be thrilled, whatever. And Maureen was kind of like, I'm disappointed to see some of these responses because I just want everyone to be there and be happy. We're not really picking, you know, based on follower numbers, who gets the biggest room. We just want as many people there. This is how she kind of made it sound. They could invite a smaller group of people where they only get the bigger rooms, and then there's a bunch of empty smaller rooms. But instead, she wants to invite as many people as possible. And I think that there is a lot to be said about this particular point of view. But before we dive into that, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Well, I feel like we've seen this a lot lately. Kirby and I were actually even on a trip where there was like a group one and group two. To be honest, like, I just think it's weird. I think no matter what you say, everyone is just getting the room that they're assigned. We're not, you know, trying to think about like this influencer has more followers, so therefore they get the bigger room. No, absolutely you are thinking about that. Like, that's smart. That's strategic. But I think that you should just plan one trip, because no matter what you do,
right,
even though these people are grateful to be invited to these on these trips, you're going to compare notes, you're going to compare rooms, you're going to compare experiences, you're going to compare whether they got invited with a plus one, whether they flew business versus first class. Like, it's just, it's going to happen. And no matter what you try to do, no matter how good the intentions are, and people are always going to compare. So I think, like, why not just do one small trip, especially if you are Tarte and you're hosting trip after trip after trip? Just host one group.
Right.
Right?
I am friendly with Maureen Kelly, and I would want to ask her, honestly, if she wants to come on the pod, which we would love to have her. But talk about the strategy of having so many of these trips one after the other. Because initially that trip to the UAE was to promote, I don't even remember what that was to promote.
And it was in conjunction with Sephora, right?
Middle East, yes. Then this Turks and Caicos trip was all about the new Glow Shape Tape. But this Formula One thing, while it sounds incredible, is there a launch tied to this? Because we need to be strategizing.
Yeah.
This is starting the strategy, to sound like Tarte is the party
right.
brand.
Is the strategy just so that there's always some sort of presence on TikTok? Is that the strategy? Because that is an expensive ass strategy.
Right.
And it seems to be working. So.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is, of course, a brand wants to maximize as many influencers as they can on one of these trips in order to get as much social coverage as possible. And I commented this on Maureen's video, but I deleted it because it was hard. I didn't want her to think I was attacking her, but I was asking her a valid question, which is, don't you think it might make more sense to actually pare down how many people are invited to these, so you get more FaceTime with more of these people and they actually get more of an enjoyable experience? I think that if you invited people to this Formula One thing, invited everybody on a Thursday night and had them all leave on a Monday, and you cut that group in half, I think that maybe is a more meaningful experience for that group, and it actually builds a legit relationship versus maybe it being more of a superficial, we're going to go to the club mm-hmm. and we're going to take you a nice dinner and then we're going to get you to this random race and like all these other things. Where then there's like a hierarchy of, well, oh, they get to stay for the actual Formula One race, but I have to leave a day early because I'm coming in early. But I also didn't get an option to do that. I mean, we've been a part of this, especially, I feel for Bria Jones because Sarah and I have experienced this.
It's not a good feeling.
It's not. It sucks because we have less followers than literally anybody else that's on these trips that we go on. Because we're editors and we don't do content full time, right?
Right. But when we were being invited on these trips, we were representing bigger publications that have massive followings.
Yes. Like, but at the same time, it's always been very apparent that your follower count supersedes whatever publication you're writing for. And I think now more than ever, it's become abundantly clear that social is the more important priority for almost mm-hmm. every single brand. Like, just point blank. I mean, because now everything is essentially branded content on a lot of these publishers. I know for a fact that there are publishers that will not even editorially consider a brand or product unless you're giving them, I think, a 20% commission on affiliate links for their preferred affiliate program. So, and that's something that's not talked a lot about, but it happens. And because of that, now brands are going, okay, well, where can we maximize getting more people to know about something? TikTok. TikTok is now a search engine for Gen Z. TikTok is how everybody, this, yeah. I heard about this through TikTok. This whole situation.
Yeah.
TikTok is where I'm getting my news. Wait, can
we just back up for a second? When you say like TikTok is being used as a search engine for Gen Z, when I learned that, I was like, what do you mean? Like, they're like, no, they literally use it like you would use Google. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like that is, they go to TikTok first to figure out like where to eat, what to buy. It's so crazy. And I mean, I know I sound like an old because maybe you do this already, Kirby, but I was like, wow, I had no idea.
I do this now to see what people, how are people talking about things. When brands come to me and they want me to post a sponsored piece of content on TikTok that's more of like a review, I tell them no, because my bread and butter on that platform is behind the scenes beauty, and that's what gets the most engagement. People want to hear my opinion on things in that aspect. But so many brands will say, we don't care. We want you to post it there because we want to have that search optimization on the platform. So I think the thing for me with Tarte is, I think if they keep doing trips like this, like, listen, I love a Tarte trip. We've both been on Tarte trips. They know how to do them so well. But for me personally, if I went to Turks and Caicos and I had like a crappy room, which what is crappy right, when it's right. Like some giant mansion on Richard Branson's right. Island, but like, but
still
my toilet wasn't working
yes.
and it just seems kind of like a free for all. I did see a lot of criticism about that trip on Twitter, especially where people were like, what is this content that Tarte's putting out? People are like cursing in the content. It's like they're all just drunk and cursing together. And it's like, it feels very much almost like Girls Gone Wild in a way. Is that like to step out? Obviously, they're not like making them take their shirts right. off and like, you know, expose themselves. That's not it. But it just feels like a free for all and like very chaotic. I want to call out Jackie Aina in a positive way because she just went on this trip with Swiffer. And she did a whole video. It was a paid partnership.
Fun.
I know. Iconic trip, honestly. But she was like explaining to her followers that they have this new mop, essentially, and that she hates regular mops. And so she showed people how it worked properly. They went to P&G's R&D place in Ohio. And she, you know, did her Lux Jackie thing, but then also included the educational component of it all. And all the comments were like, see, this is the type of trip that I'm most interested in because you're actually learning more about the brand versus it being just like party, party, party.
Right. And like how many people were invited on that?
It was, yeah, a very select curated group of people. That fresh trip that I was just on in February, a very select curated group of people where education was the cornerstone of being there. And yes, like you want to have fun when you go on these trips because you're traveling long hours and you also have to work when you're on them. So you want to be able to relax and enjoy and like build relationships with the brands. And the thing is that I think Tarte has longevity and they have done some amazing things in the past year by creating products that Gen Z now actually cares about, like the Maracuja Juicy mm-hmm. Lips and bringing back the cheek stain. So they're still relevant in so many ways. But what I worry about is that with these press trips, or pardon me, influencer trips now happening so frequently, it's going to overstep the value the brand actually brings people.
Yep.
So yeah, that's all I have. That's all I have. But I would love for Maureen to come on and talk
no,
to us
absolutely.
About it and say, okay, this is actually where we wanted to go with this. This is actually the idea behind it. This is why you're going to see more of these trips from us because of this. You know what I mean?
Totally. No, absolutely. I mean, she's obviously a very, very smart businesswoman.
Agreed.
So it'd be great to hear from her. But wow.
Yeah.
Well, I need to check out this trip. Sounds fun.
I know. So we're going to start seeing all this Formula One content coming up soon.
Damn. I'm jealous.
All right. Reef Safe Sunscreens. Tell me more.
Ugh. Okay. So there is an article that came out in Beauty Independent written by our friend Rachel Brown. And the headline is Sunscreen Brands Start to Challenge Reef Safe Claims. We've talked about this so much on the podcast. We talked about it like I think two episodes ago or whatever when we talked about sunscreen. At Reef Safe is more and more becoming just this meaningless marketing term, because research has proven that the chemicals from sunscreen, specifically the ones that are being banned in Hawaii and Florida as being, you know, harmful to reefs, those are not the main source of concern for reefs.
Right.
Like, it's climate change.
Yes.
It's climate change, everyone.
Surprise.
And certain areas have more damage than others. It's all very, very nuanced. And so all of these brands that are coming out and claiming that they're reef safe are really only eliminating the two main ingredients, which is, I like don't want to pronounce it now because
Julian Sash dragged us for our terrible pronunciation. Yeah. So rude. So rude.
So rude. Oxybenzone and octinoxate.
Yep.
There you go. I said it. Yep. And so just because their sunscreen doesn't have it, all these brands are just, you know, claiming themselves to be reef safe. When in actuality, it might include other ingredients that could still be potentially harmful to the reef.
Right.
Or just in general, like that it's not even really what's affecting the reefs at the end of the day. Like we said, it's climate change. So there are brands like Babo Botanicals, which I don't know if I've spoken about this brand
you
before,
have.
But they make really, really great mineral sunscreens. A lot of great, really like kid baby friendly ones. So Babo Botanicals launched a campaign last month challenging the beauty claims, quote unquote, reef safe and quote unquote, biodegradable. Mm. And they really want to just encourage the industry to eliminate the term reef friendly, because it just doesn't mean anything. They said there is no set standard for what reef safe truly means. The term reef safe is unregulated. But it's crazy, Kirby, because Rachel points out in this article that search for reef safe sunscreen has just increased exponentially over the past few years. And even like on Target's website, if you type in reef safe sunscreen, 365 different products from different brands pop up. So people are searching for this, especially if they're going on a vacation to Hawaii. But again, like it's just really another marketing term that means not much.
So I contributed to Spate's latest report that's coming out soon, and it's about sun care and searches in sun care. And I believe Reef Safe was pretty high up there. I can't remember if it was if it's going to be included in this or not, but you're right. This is a term that's been proliferated so much that now people are searching for it because they think it's a necessity. I think that one thing that you need to consider is sometimes brands lead the charge. Certain brands can lead the charge on ways they market their products. And then the consumer feels like they're being privy to something that nobody else knows, and they feel like a crusader in order to promote that as fact. Mm-hmm. And then because it's been proliferated so much, all the other brands start to hop on board because it's something that the consumer starts to demand, mm-hmm. not that it's actually fact. Very, very similar to the clean movement.
Yes.
Clean does not mean squat. We talk about this all the time. And I know that a lot of you utilize this for sensitive skin or certain skin issues that you may have. So I don't want to make you feel like that is a bad thing. Do what you have to do for you. But the problem is that now so many uninformed consumers think clean is a superior option when it's not. But brands will throw it in there as a marketing buzzword in order to almost bring peace of mind to consumers so that they're not criticized or asked 1,000 questions by the people that potentially buy their products. So I really hope that we can just get to a point where some of these claims are explained better or just diminished.
There's more research being done.
Yep. Yes. Agreed. All right. This is fun. Sarah had this idea, and I think it's kind of brilliant.
Okay. So everyone's talking about ChatGPT. Like, literally everyone. And I've been, you know, poking around, having fun with it. What are some questions you've asked ChatGPT, Kirby?
I asked ChatGPT to write a demand letter.
Did it do
it? It did a great job.
Wow.
I utilized it.
So smart.
Yep.
I asked it to write a song about Zoe, and it wrote a really funny song.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know what ChatGPT is, it is an AI chatbot that mines the internet to answer questions. It mines the internet and gathers like answers to create sometimes full-on letters, essays, songs in literally seconds. And not all of it, you know, is super accurate, right?
You have to zhuzh it.
You got to zhuzh it a little bit. And there's a bunch of like, you know, warnings in the beginning where it's like before you sign in, like that any questions about like 2021 and on, like they don't have as much information about, like stuff like that. But I thought it would be interesting to ask it some beauty questions, and Kirby and I could rate out of, you know, 1 to 10 how well we think ChatGPT answers these questions. So,
love.
First question, what's the best way to get rid of a pimple? Okay, so within seconds, ChatGPT wrote, there are several ways to get rid of a pimple, but the effectiveness of each method may vary depending on the severity of the pimple and the individual skin type. Number one, keep your face clean. Great. Number two, apply a spot treatment. It says to look out for a product that contains benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, or tea tree oil, which can help dry out the pimple and reduce inflammation. It says to use a warm compress. Don't pick or squeeze the pimple. And then seek professional help. It says it may be best to consult a dermatologist for prescription strength treatments, such as topical or oral medications, chemical peels, or light therapy. And then it ends with, remember, prevention is key. Maintaining a healthy skincare routine and avoiding touching your face can help to prevent future breakouts. This is like an article I would have written on like Bustle 5 years ago.
This is insane. It gave you a step-by-step with explanations.
Yes.
Wow. 10 out of 10.
Within seconds. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I'm into it. 10 out of 10.
Okay, next question, Kirby.
The order in which you apply your skincare products is important as it can affect their effectiveness. As a general rule, you should apply your products in order of thinnest to thickest consistency, allowing each product to fully absorb into the skin before applying the next. Here's a recommended order. Cleanser, toner, treatment products, eye cream, moisturizer, sunscreen. Note, if you have a prescription topical medication, such as those for acne or rosacea, you should follow the instructions given by your dermatologist for when and how to apply them in relation to your other skincare products. This is bonkers, first of all. Second of all, totally agree. The only note I have is that in this first line, it says, as it can affect their effectiveness. And I would have maybe changed effect to a different word.
Right. Could be, yeah, need some thesaurus help.
Agreed.
I wonder if ChatGPT is mining any of our old articles, Kirby.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something?
You should have asked, how can a woman shave her face? And then see.
Oh my God. And then it's like your face. It's Kirby's face that pops up in ChatGPT. That'll be our next question. Well, I like it.
I like it too. I'm giving that a 10 out of 10. I respect it.
Okay. I'll give it a 9 out of 10 just so that we're not.
100%. Oh, okay. 9 out of 10 because of the lack of thesaurus. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. Third question. Best celebrity beauty brands. I want to know what ChatGPT thinks. So they say, there are several celebrity beauty brands that have gained popularity and received positive reviews from consumers. Here are some of the best celebrity beauty brands. Number one, Fenty Beauty. And then it goes on to say, Known for its inclusive range of foundation shades and bold, innovative products, Fenty Beauty has been widely praised for its quality and diversity.
Confirmed. Like, wow. ChatGPT, Brianna Stan.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, this is where I'm like, oh, okay. Kylie Cosmetics by Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner's beauty brand has been a huge success since its launch in 2015, offering a range of lip products, eyeshadows, and more.
Okay, I have to be honest. I have to be honest. I respect this because, first of all, I am actually going to go to Ulta today and pick up some Kylie products because I've never tried them.
You've never tried them.
But I have to give her credit. She was really the first. I know Rihanna is on a different level than Kylie, but Kylie creating the lip kit was the lip kit didn't exist before Kylie. Nope. It was not called a kit at all.
Neither did the drop model.
Yep. The drop model did not exist. And even though I have been hypercritical of some of her launches, especially Kylie Skin in the past, her glow products, her like glow balm products are really speaking my language right now. And so I'm going to go to Ulta and see if I can find any.
Okay.
I know.
Well, I have to say her lip kits are great. Like,
we respect it.
It's why she's a billionaire, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three, Huda Beauty by Huda Katan. Huda Katan's beauty brand has become a go-to for high-quality, versatile makeup products, including a range of false eyelashes, eyeshadows, and complexion products. I wouldn't consider her a celebrity.
I was going to say, this is where it loses me. I love Huda, not a celebrity to me.
Not a celebrity. Like, now is extremely famous, but I wouldn't consider her.
Different category. I consider her an influencer.
Exactly. By definition, not a celebrity.
Yep.
Number four, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez. And then the description of this, I'm like, wow. Selena Gomez's beauty brand has been praised for its inclusive message and focus on mental health, as well as its high-quality makeup products. It's exactly how I would describe Rare Beauty.
Yep. Agreed.
And then last, Honest Beauty by Jessica Alba, which, again, ahead of its time. Jessica Alba's clean beauty brand offers a range of makeup and skincare products made with natural, safe ingredients and has been praised for its transparency and commitment to sustainability. I would give this, because of the Huda, what would you give it?
6 of 10.
Sick. Wow. That was big. I'll give it a 7.
Included Huda and has been praised too many times.
Yes. Note to any young people out there who are using ChatGPT to write their papers.
You got to go in and give it your magic.
You got to. Yeah. Yeah.
You really got to
thesaurus it up. Rewrite some sentences.
Oh, my God. This next one. Wow. This is so rude. This is fucking rude. No. Screw ChatGPT. Hold on. I have to read this to you. This is insane. Okay.
Kirby is so outraged by this next ChatGPT answer that she had to leave the room and bring Patrick in.
Okay. Sarah had a genius idea for a segment where she would put beauty questions into ChatGPT to see what they would say, and then we would rate the response.
That's great.
Agreed. This is so fucked up. The last question, this is the last question. She goes, best beauty podcasts, and has a giant LOL next to it. Let me just read this to you. There are several beauty podcasts that offer insightful discussions, tips, and product recommendations. Here are some of the best beauty podcasts you can check out. Fat Mascara, hosted by beauty editors Jessica Matlin and Jennifer Goldstein. Fat Mascara offers in-depth interviews with beauty insiders, product reviews, and industry news. And it's the OG. Good job, ChatGPT. Breaking Beauty, hosted by beauty editors Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins, Breaking Beauty features interviews with industry insiders, founders and beauty brands, and celebrities sharing insights on the latest beauty trends and product innovations.
So are these the podcast descriptions?
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially. Three, The Beauty Closet, hosted by beauty editors at Goop, Jean Godfrey June and Megan O'Neill, The Beauty Closet offers honest discussions about skincare, makeup, and wellness, featuring interviews with industry experts and founders of beauty brands. This is where ChatGPT is losing me, because all of these descriptions sound identical.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Are they just pulling the descriptions from...
No. It's not like copied and pasted from Bat Mascara's website or like Breaking Beauty's website. Natch Butte, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Hosted by comedian Jackie Johnson, Natch Butte offers a fun and entertaining take of the world of beauty, featuring interviews with celebrities and industry insiders, as well as product reviews and skincare tips. This makes it sound like all beauty podcasts are exactly the same. Yeah. Interesting. Lastly, and surprise, surprise, it's not us. Beauty IQ Uncensored. Hosted by beauty experts at Adore Beauty, Joanna and Hannah, Beauty IQ Uncensored offers a fun and informative take on the latest beauty trends and products, featuring interviews with beauty insiders and experts. These are just a few examples of the many beauty podcasts available, and there are many more to choose from depending on your interests or preferences.
Okay, no disrespect. Never heard of Beauty IQ Uncensored.
I have not heard of Beauty IQ Uncensored. For some reason, I feel like it was it's a QVC.
Oh.
No, it says Adora Beauty. Never mind.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this, Patrick?
I do think this is a data entry thing more so than ChatGPT hates you guys.
I literally said fuck ChatGPT after I read this.
Take it back because our AI overlords are coming for us. And you want to be on the good side.
Oh my God, you're right.
Thank you. I had to tell you. That's pretty funny though, right?
It is really
funny. Now, I feel extremely compelled to update our small blurb.
It doesn't say industry experts?
Yes.
And beauty insiders?
Yes. We got to change it. We got to change it.
ChatGPT should offer you like the option similar to like Wikipedia, where you're like, edit this page or whatever. Like, this is incorrect information. No, I mean, Fat Mascara, OG, Breaking Beauty as well.
Yep.
Love Jill and Carlene. Natch Butte, obviously, but RIP. But, you know, I
feel like Los Angeles needs a little love.
I think we should.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. In my humble opinion.
Humble opinion, at the very least, our Courtney Cox interview should be mentioned.
Yeah. So there. I would give... Did we give a score?
No, we haven't. What are your...
A three out of 10.
Giving it 2 out of 10. I'm only giving it 2 because it included... Fat Mascara, Breaking Beauty, and Natch Butte.
That's why I gave it a 3.
All right.
But whoever has access to the paid version, please let us know if we made it on that list. Fingers crossed.
If we're not, don't tell us.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.